Was Susan Wise Bauer correct in... Okay.
What was the question?
I didn't see
it. Was quick. It was quick. It was quick. She said a quick one.
Yeah, but I got to type it out.
Right.
What was it about?
Oh, so give us the long question. We'll give you the long answer. You'll like it.
Here's the question.
Right now, is this going to get into Roxy's time? Don't get too much of Roxy's time now. Just a little bit. Just a little bit.
No, it's related to the Sphinx. I just wanted to ask you really quickly.
Oh, okay. Okay. No worries.
Susan Wise Bauer suggests the word Sphinx was instead a Greek corruption of the Egyptian name Shishapenk, which meant, quote, living image. Was she right?
No, the impetus is wrong.
Which
who are you naming? I can't get the name. Who are you talking about?
Okay, Susan Wise Bauer. It's in the wiki on the Sphinx. Susan Wise Bauer, last name B-A-U-E-R.
Oh, let us do it for you. The middle name is W-I-S-E. She's a Wise Bauer. Not Jack Bauer. This is not
Jack Bauer.
She's trying to teach you about the well-trained mind and the story of the world and riding with ease and the history of the Renaissance and the art of public
the history of the Renaissance.
And ancient times. Workbook.
Okay, let me bring in someone
workbook
else.
And the ancient story of the world and the second last story of the world and the mystical version of the story of the world and eating the easy work of writing with the story of the world and the complete work, the easing of the writing of the writing of the world and through the darkness of writing the easy through the world, the writing of the complete, re-complete works of the writing, the skills of writing skills of the next complete, most complete works of writing in the world, writing with the skills of knowing how to write. The writing skills with a new instrument without an ink pen. The writing skills with a pencil.
Susan Wise Bauer?
Yes, and the story of the world. And the writing with the story of the world. And then the revolt. Get all the way up to the revolt. That's pretty good. Then you have
the
complete
revolt. Of the world.
And then you have the revolting. And then the revolted. And then the story of the revolt of the writing of the world. And then the Middle Ages. Then the re-story of the world regarding the Middle Ages, and then how to write in the Middle Ages, and how to write from the Middle Ages, and then the art of public speaking with writing in the Middle Ages, and then the ease of the Middle Ages in writing without a pen, and then the story of the world without a pen. Yeah.
Sorry, Rocky.
Here's the best one. It's the conquest of Constantinople.
Because
the history of the whole world. My process is I write, revise, send to my editor, re-revise, fact-check, galley read, and promote my books. All of my books. And I keep rewriting my books. And I keep updating the books in my curricula. It's extensive. In addition, materials on teaching how I wrote what I write, that I wrote, that I rewrote, that I rewrite when I write, that I rewrote. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
He makes a very easy-to-read books, ancient times.
Is she still alive, Alyssa, Susan Bauer? Shall we notify her of this rant?
Oh, my God, she's still writing. She's rewriting. She's busy. She won't take your call. She's rewriting the ease of writing from medieval worlds that are medieval worlds that are rewriting before they invented the ink pen. She's busy. The author of the well-trained mind. She's the author of this superfluous well-trained mind.
Superfluous. Okay, let's bring in someone else here.
I just wanted to follow up.
You have a follow-up?
Oh, okay, we got the follow-up is the next book that she's going, that was her most popular. Those are her most popular. She's got a lot of other books that there haven't been rewritten yet. We can go into those thoroughly, and we can have a follow-up. We can go through the whole list of every book she's potentially going to rewrite.
I'm not interested in her books, really, though. I just find it interesting that she suggests that the word Sphinx was instead a Greek corruption of the Egyptian name something, I don't know how to pronounce it, which meant...
You can't believe it. She's now working on the 41st edition of The Well-Trained Mind. Right now. That's new. Oh, and guess what? There's a newsflash. Today, she's semi-regularly blogging at Psychology Today about personalities of the past with nom de plumes. Can you believe that?
Oh.